All right. In the fourth chapter, St. Matthew's Gospel. Verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into an holy city, and setteth him on a pedestal of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thine hand and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thine God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdom of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thine God, and him only shalt thou serve. You know, tonight I, looking in the Word, and I know that the law, I don't know how many years, and I don't know how long a span of time that Jesus was in heaven from the very beginning. The devil was also a resident of heaven. He was one of the archangels that was, and his dwelling was in heaven. And he was in the earth going to and fro, deceiving everybody that he could, lying from ever which way. But now here comes Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Now the devil knew the Son from heaven. The devil knowed how much that God loved the Son. And he sent his only begotten Son into the world. And surely the devil had already been here going to and fro, turning up, destroying whosoever he could. Brother, and he went to Jesus and he was tempting Jesus and he said and after that Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the tempter came to him, listen, and said, If thou be the Son of God, I command that these stones be made bread. Don't you know the very lowest point in your life, the very lowest thing, the weakest link in your life, that's where the devil is going to hit you. Brother, listen, whatever it is that's weak, I know the Bible said the spirit is strong, the spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak, yielding to the voice of Satan, the of Satan, all it needs is to get a conversation, and it will cause you to doubt, and it will cause you to do all things. Brother, listen, you better know that he knowed the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, If thou be the Son of God, I said, cast thyself down. And he said, because the devil already knows. He said, it's written that God will give his angel a charge, brother, to bear you up. I'm here to tell you tonight, if we hold on to the unchanging hands of God, listen, endearing affliction, endearing the precious Son of God, listen, the devil can't get to you. Listen, there is the angels that will also, we're in their hand, and they will bear us up. Brother, listen. The devil tried to destroy the precious Son of God. But you know what? He said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, after he took him up into exceedingly high mountain, he said, look unto the beauties and all the glory and all the kingdom of this world. He said, if you'll fall down and worship me, he will fail at the bread. He failed at casting himself down. But he showed him all the beauties of the world, which would take the eye of a natural man. But then little Jesus said, get hence behind me, Satan, thou shalt serve God and him alone. Brother, listen, the devil didn't have nothing to give him to start with. He'll show you all kinds of pretty things. He will put everything in your mind. He will blow it up. And he will make it look so good. All at the same time. He will tear your world down. He ain't got nothing to give you. And he can't take nothing away from you.
That's right.
Amen. It is written. Let me tell you something. It is written in the Word of God that Jesus said unto me, when I accepted him in a free pardon of sin, whenever he wrote my name way up yonder, he said, I will go with you. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I will go with you even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
He said he would keep. What a precious help in a time of need. And brother, listen, and he is able to do this. The devil is not able to do nothing. He'll deceive you. He'll paint you a picture so pretty that you cannot hardly turn down. Brother, listen, he will doubt yourself. He will cause you to doubt yourself. He will cause you to doubt Jesus, who come, live, bled, and died for the sins of the world. Brother, listen, the devil is already been judged. He's already been cast out into the world. Brother, listen, and he will offer you the kingdom of this world and everything in it and give you nothing.
Amen.
Cause you to have a hard time. That's what the devil's business is. Listen, if you and cause you and me, I've been there. I've been to the place and almost I just give up, throw up my hand and quit. But listen, we are on the winning side. Jesus has took me over the uneven areas of life for all of these years. And they ain't nothing back there that's worth going back to. Brother, listen, the Bible said the elements and all of this world is going to melt with burning heat.
Amen.
Listen, but people are going to be gone. people are going to be gone. Listen, hell waits our coming if we yield to the voice of Satan. But over in the hills of glory, I want to be present with Jesus.
Amen.
I want to be there with all the hosts of heaven. They ain't but one. I that started out in the beginning. Whenever the world is created, they was not. But one. I that didn't endear. And is still in the presence of God. You talk about the three Godheads. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. And they're doing what they was created to do. Listen. And there I was three archangels. Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer, which is a devil. Listen. And the devil, he was real proud of himself. As a beast, the 24 elders. I believe the 24 elders and the beast is still around the throne, praising the Lamb, the Son, because that they said, that they hunted, they searched through heaven and through earth and found nobody that was worthy to go for me and you. For me and you. Ain't nobody worthy to go to make a sacrifice for me and you. But behold, the Lamb of God was worthy. I believe that they're still praising His name.
Amen.
Listen. The devil will get you all caught up with this world and the kingdom and the glory out there and lead you astray. Brother, listen. You say, preacher, the devil's not big enough to lead me astray. I'm here to tell you, brother, that we're not nothing to match the devil unless that we got Jesus.
Amen.
On our side. You've got Jesus, you can overcome this world, the devil,
Amen.
And all of his angels.
Right.
But without Jesus, we don't have nothing. We don't have no hope of nothing. So we ought to be the most happiest people they are in this world. We grumble, we cry around, we whine around. Brother, listen. But Jesus is going to step out on a cloud of glory one day. And He's coming for them that's serving Him. Not them that was aiming to serve Him. Not them that was good intentioned. But them that's got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Packed up and ready to go. And saying, what did I say the other day? I said, if the devil is attempting you, I draw nigh to the Lord, and He will draw nigh to you, and the devil's got to go.
Amen.
Amen. David, come and get a song. Ain't you glad that the devil knowed that God give the angels charge concerning Christ. And any time they would bear Him up with their hands. After that Jesus withstood the test, refused, rejected the devil. The devil had to go. What happened? The angels, no doubt, were standing around about Him all of the time.
Yes.
They come to Him. And they ministered to me. I said that to say this. It seemed like when I'm hit with a trial, whenever I have to overcome something, when I overcome it, seemed like I have such a good feeling there. Seemed like that there's such a good feeling of the Lord. And the angels comes to me. Even thank me for endearing, and I feel good and clean. I listen, because that I was strong enough to resist the devil in the name of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Let's stand. If you have a need tonight.